जय राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना। यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी। जयो राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत श्रमशील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद महाराज की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। ग्रंथ श्रीमद भागवतम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग आवर डिस्कशन ऑन द श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 3 एंटाइटल्ड ऋषभदेव्स अपीयरेंस इन द वूम ऑफ मेरु देवी द वाइफ ऑफ किंग नाभी। टेक्स्ट 1, 2, and 3 टुडे वी विल रिसाइट टेक्स्ट 1। श्री शुक उवाच। नाभिरपत्यकामो प्रजया मेरुदेव्या भगवन्तं। Got the meter earlier, I lost the meter. Nabirapatya kamo prajaya meru devaya bhagavantam yagya purusham अवहितात्मा यजता नाभीरपत्य कामो प्रजया मेरु देव्या भगवन्तं यज्ञपुरुषं अवहितात्म यजता नाभीरपत्य कामो प्रजया मेरु देव्या भगवन्तं यज्ञपुरुषं अवहितात्मा यजता। श्रीशुक उवाच नाभीरपत्य कामो प्रजया मेरुदेव्या भगवन्तं यज्ञपुरुषं अवहितात्म यजता। श्रीशुक उवाच नाभीरपत्य कामो प्रजा मेरुदेव्या भगवन्तं यज्ञपुरुषं अवहितात्म यजता। श्रीशुक उवाच नाभीरपत्य कामो प्रजया देनुदेव्या भगवन्तं यज्ञपुरुषं अवहितात्म यजता। माताजी श्रीशुक उवाच नाभीरपत्यकामो प्रजया मेरुदेव्या भगवन्तं यज्ञपुरुषं अवहितात्म यजता। वट् वट् मीनिङ्ग्? श्रीशुक उवाच शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड् नाभिः द सन् आफ् महाराज अग्निधर अपत्यकामा डिजायरिङ्ग् टु हेव् सन्स् अप्रजया हू हेड् नाट् गिवन् बर्त् टु एनी चिल्ड्रन् मेरुदेव्या वित् मेरुदेवी भगवन्तं द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटी आफ् गाड् हेड् यज्ञपुरुषं लॉर्ड विष्णु द मास्टर एंड एंजॉयर ऑफ ऑल परफॉर्मेंसेस ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस अवहितात्मा विद ग्रेट अटेंशन अयजता ऑफर्ड प्रेयर्स एंड वर्शिप्ड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ट्रांसलेशन Sukadev Goswami continued to speak. Maharaj Nabhi, the son of Agnidhra, wished to have sons and therefore he attentively began to offer prayers and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the master and enjoyer of all sacrifices. Maharaj Nabhi's wife, Meru Devi, who had not given birth to any children at that time, also worshipped Lord Vishnu along with her husband. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमा ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिने। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, ஹரே ராமா 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 ஹரே ஹரே. முகம் கரோதி வாச்சலம் பங்கும் லங்காயதே கிரிம் யத்கிருபாதமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுருதீனதாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீசைதன்ய ஈஸ்வரம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ டுடே வி ஆர் டிஸ்கஸிங் தி தேர்ட் சாப்டர் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம், அ ஃபிஃப்த் கேண்டோ, வே வி பிகின் தி டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி ப்ராஜினி ஃப்ரம் ஸ்டார்டிங் ஃப்ரம் பிரியவத் மகாராஜ். ஸோ பிரியவத் மகாராஜ் வாஸ் ரிக்வெஸ்டட் பை பிரம்மா டு என்டர் ஹவுஸ் ஹோல்ட் லைஃப், அண்ட் லேட்டர் தட் சேம் பிரம்மா கேவ் பிரியவத்ஸ் சன் அக்னிதரா ஹிஸ் ஒய்ஃப் பூர்வச்சித்தி, அஸ் வி சா இன் த லாஸ்ட் சாப்டர் விச் எண்டட். அண்ட் த சாப்டர் எண்டட் வித் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அக்னிதர அண்ட் பூர்வச்சித்தி, அண்ட் தி சன் பிகேன் வித் நாபி. ஸோ எஸ்டர்டே அபிமன்யு ப்ரோ ஆல்ரெடி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் ஹவு த வர்ஷஸ் அண்ட் த ஒன் வருஷ பரத வருஷ வாஸ் ஃபர்தர் செப்பரேட்டட் இன் டு த கண்டஸ் வென் தி டிசெண்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பரத மகாராஜ் வில் கம் லேட்டர். ஸோ ஹியர் நாபி இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சன், அண்ட் ஹியர் நாபி இன் திஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வர்ஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் தட் ஹீ இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் அபத்திய காமா, ஹி வாஸ் டிசைரிங் டு ஹேவ் சன்ஸ் பட் ஹீஸ் ஒய்ஃப் வாஸ் அப்ரஜயா, மேரு தேவி ஹேட் நோ சன்ஸ். ஸோ போத் ஆஃப் தம் சேட் டுகெதர் அண்ட் வர்ஷிப் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் அண்ட் டிசைடட் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் சாக்ரிஃபைஸ் to please the supreme lord just to get a son. So that the first verse does not have a purport. I'll just read the second verse. So it's a nice verse, although there's no meter to it. Tasya ha vava. So in all of the fifth canto verses you will see uha vava, tasya ha vava. It means basically certainly. So somehow there's no explanation to this. When we were in Vidyapit, that time I did quite extensive research in finding all the Acharya's commentaries, why this canto, you know, has prose. Oh, suddenly all the prose start with this verse, uha vava, tasya ha vava. So this is actually very, in Sanskrit grammar, this is used a lot in poetry. So why this is like this now, I don't know. But anyways, tasya ha vava, so certainly now he, நாபி ஸ்ரத்தையா விஷுத்த பாவேன யஜத பிரவர்கேஷு பிரச்சரத்சு. ஸோ வித் ஃபுல் ஃபேட், வித் விஷுத்த பாவ, வித் ஃபுல் ஹார்ட் ஹி ஸ்டார்டட் வர்ஷிப்பிங் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட். ஹவு திரவிய தேச கால மந்திர ரித்விக் தட்சிண விதான யோகோபபத்யா பர்ஃபெக்ட் இன் திரவியம் இன் இன்க்ரீடியன்ஸ், தேசம் இன் பிளேஸ், காலம் இன் டைம், மந்திர இன் உச்சாரணம், ரித்விக் இந்த பூஜாரி, தக்ஷினா இன் ஆஃபரிங் ரிமுனரேஷன் டு த பூஜாரி, விதான யோகோபத்தய, எவ்ரி திங் வாஸ் வெரி யோக்யம், வாஸ் வெரி பர்ஃபெக்ட். துராதிகாமோ அப்பி பகவான், த லார்ட் ஹூ இஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு அப்ரோச், துராதிகாமோ அப்பி பகவான் பாகவத வத்சலயதயா. So the nature of the Lord, he is very merciful, although he is so difficult to achieve, but here the Lord is said, but because of his merciful nature, supratika atmanam aparajitam, he is conquered, the Lord is conquered. Nija jana bi pretharta viditasya grihita hridayo hridaya gamanam mano nayanaanandavaya bhiramam Avischakara. He appears before his very pleasing, his form is very pleasing, he appears before his devotee. So this second text is a bit more interesting. It describes about the performance of the yagya of Nabi and Meru Devi. What does it mention? It's a long translation. So basically Prabhupada gives, there are seven ways to please the Lord in doing yagya. So in our Govardhan Eco Village also we have this yagya every day, Nitya Homa Yagya. Let's see what are the seven things. If we do all the seven things, the Lord will be pleased. So what are the seven things? Prabhupada writes, number one, sacrificing valuable things or eatables. So by sacrificing something, so we, you know, in our yagya also we sacrifice a lot of valuable things and eatables. Sometimes puri, bopla sabji, aloo sabji, maduram, peta, yes, Rasagula all goes into, and all the devotees who are sitting in the yagya, they are seeing Haribol, you know, half Yeah, in our yagya. So at least half they give, no? Like the other half for us, we feel like that. Right? Sacrificing valuable things or edibles in our ahuti, what is called. First thing. Second thing, by acting in terms of place, desha, the place is perfect and according to its yogya. Second, in terms of time. So our time here is 6 a.m. We are bound today by modern clock time. But in Vedic times, 6 a.m. every day is not the same. Right? So Tithi is different, and what nakshatra comes, what Rashi comes is different. We have every morning 4:30 a.m. Mangala Arati, but not necessarily every day timing is the same. Every day timing changes also. So in those days time, they would not have watch to see time. They would actually see every day the time by seeing stars, by seeing the moon rise, by seeing the sunrise. So Brahma Muhurta also changes all the time, considerably. Times for fasting and all. So perfect time. Of course, there's so many details we don't follow because this is Vedic and we are Vaishnav. There's Yamakandam, Rahu Kalam in every day, you know. Then third, after time, fourth is offering hymns, the right hymns to offer at the right time. So Samavedas, Yajurveda, Rigveda, all this has different purposes. And sometimes, you know, just to sound nice, we may chant all the mantras at once. But sometimes certain mantras have certain meter, certain time. So all these things are there. By going through a priest, Ritvik, by having a priest to actually do this yajna, a bona fide person. Nowadays also, you know, no one has that background. Somehow after coming to ISKCON, taking some diksha, attending 6 months deity worship course, and we are, you know, what 6 years or 16 years a person takes to learn, we try to learn in 6 months. So our practice is more practical rather than too much technical. Then sixth is offering gifts to the priest. So actually after the Ritvik, or the Pujari, or the Yajaman, the Pujari has actually given or done this service, one should actually remunerate him. Okay? Proper remuneration. And seven, by observing regulative principles. For example, the people who are participating should either, you know, naturally should follow cleanliness, brahmacharya, fasting, then they can sit for yajna. Isn't it? So all these things are there. These are all what makes a yajna yogya. What makes a yajna yogya is the seven things. But now, translation continues. However, one cannot always obtain the mercy of the Lord through this paraphernalia. Nonetheless, the Lord is affectionate to his devotee. Therefore, when Maharaj Nabi, who was a devotee, worshipped and offered prayers to the Lord with great faith and devotion, pure uncontaminated mind, superficially performing some yajna in the line of pravargya. The kind Supreme Personality of Godhead, due to his affection for his devotees, appeared before King Nabhi in his unconquerable, captivating form with four hands. In this way, to fulfill the desire of his devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifested in his beautiful body before his devotee. This body pleases the mind and eyes of the devotee. Mano Nayanananda. So here the second verse, first verse describes how Nabi and Meru Devi both perform the yajna together to get a child. Second verse is describing how you cannot win the Lord simply by externals. Ultimately, the Lord will see the internal. So externally, superficially, Nabi was doing a sacrifice, but actually, why did the Lord appear? Because he was a devotee. And the third verse, which we are going to discuss here, describes about the beautiful form of the Lord who has appeared. Okay, so I'm just going to read through. It's a very nice, very descriptive description of the Lord. Atahatam abhishkritta bhuja yugaladvayam hiranmayam purushavishesham kapishakausheyam varadharam urasi vilasat shrivastalalamam daravaravanarahavanamalyachuriamritamani gadhadibi उपलक्षितं स्फुटकिरणपरवरमुकुटाकुण्डलकटककटे सूत्रहरकेयूरनूपुरादि अङ्गभूषणाविभूषितं ऋत्विक्सदस्यगृहपतयो धनायोत्तमधनम् उपलब्धसबाहुमानम् अर्हणेनावनतशिरशणा उपस्तुतोः. सो हियर इट्स मेन्शन हाउ द लॉर्ड अपियर्स, हिज ब्यूटी इज डिस्क्राइब्ड. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Nabi with four arms. It's with Bhuja Yugala Dvayam. two pairs of twos, which means four. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Nabi with four arms. He was very bright. He appeared to be the best of all personalities. Around the lower portion of his body, he wore a yellow silken garment. On his chest was the mark of Sri Vatsa, which always displays beauty. He carried the conch shell, lotus flower, disc and club. He wore a garland of forest flowers and the Kaushtubha gem. He was beautifully decorated with the helmet, earrings, bangles, belt, pearl necklace, armlets, ankle bells and other bodily ornaments bedecked with radiant jewels. Seeing the Lord present before them, King Nabi and the priests and associate felt just like poor people who have suddenly attained great riches. Sounds very nice, no? Poor people, suddenly if you go, you give them 1,000,000 rupees, they'd be like, wow. They received the Lord and respectfully bent their heads and offered things in worship. So today I thought we'll discuss 3 points. First is from the first verse, from each verse 1 point. So from the first verse, we'd like to discuss about how yagya means it should be performed with husband and wife. So here in household life, generally, the husband leads the wife. So one time one boy or one devotee asked me that why is the language of the Vedas always male? If you read the Vedas, they always seem to be talking to the male. You should not do this. Male voice. Instruction is given only to males. It seems that, you know, females are not mentioned so much. It's always a male voice when you read Vedic scriptures. So because the understanding is that generally who is expected to study the Vedas? Who was sent to the Gurukul? The male members of society, they were sent to Gurukul. So his next follow-up question is, what about the women? Don't they get Vedic education? Are they not allowed? They say, not like that. But the understanding is that the men, when they are trained properly, when after they get married, they are able to impart this knowledge to their wives. They are able to teach and guide their wives as per what is needed. You may not go into all the technicalities. Like if today you ask someone to do kirtan, they will sing as per their understanding, their experience. It may not be technical ragam. It may not be technically sound. But what is needed? Because we are of this level in Kali Yuga. So similarly, the understanding is that even in puja or even in yagya, husband sits with the wife and he gives her facility to be engaged, facility for advancement by training and giving her guidance. So Nabi is a pure devotee, did that. And also it said that most yagyas require husband and wife to practice. It's not that anyone sits alone for the yagya. So that's a short point on the first verse. On the second verse, which describes externals versus devotion. So the Lord is more pleased with devotion. Even if we see in all incarnations or all avatars of the Lord shows mercy without any biasness. The Lord shows mercy to so many people without any preconceived notion. Generally, if we want to be merciful to someone, who's the first person we will think of to be merciful? Usually our own family members, isn't it? Your own brothers, your own family, we think, no, unke liye prasad rakho. Yeah, people who are connected with us. We have a tendency to be biased to someone we know or someone we favor. Nepotism is so, you know, common. Someone from the same family, same caste, same descent. We tend to generally be biased towards them. But the Lord is not at all biased. In all his incarnation, Vaman favored Bali. Right? And like that, in all incarnations, Lord Hari favored Gajendra. So in all incarnations, in all avatars, the Lord is very merciful. He goes to an extreme degree of giving mercy. Who more merciful than Gaur Nitai? So even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also always chose devotion over externals in the same way. Although he's very merciful. So this is a story in Srivasangan of the milk-drinking brahmachari. The milk-drinking brahmachari was so, you know, austere. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw him, he said that, you know, what is this? Just because you drink milk, you think you can watch me dance? And he chased him out. Of course, later he got the mercy of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went so far as to reject his own mother also. He did not allow his mother to get mercy. Now, in one sense, his sambandha was there with his mother. His relationship was there with his mother. But he rejected that relationship also. No, you offended my devotee. How will you get mercy? So he did not put importance to sambandha. He did not put importance to relationship. He put importance to principle. But that same Lord Chaitanya, when later he goes to the house of Advaita Acharya, and the son-in-law of Advaita Acharya, Amogha, starts to criticize him, he says, no. Amogha will get my mercy. Why? Because he's related to you. So now he stresses on sambandha. He's related to you, therefore he will get my mercy. But his own mother who was related to him, he did not give mercy. So therefore we can't really say who will get mercy, who will not get mercy. We may follow all the externals so perfectly, but ultimately, internally, if we do not have a devotion, then only the Lord can understand. And there's a very nice pastime that comes in the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrit. This is like a 4-verse pastime. Okay, if you remember, there's a Brahmana called Ramdas Vishwas. And Raghunath Bhatta, when he was leaving, where was his thing? Prayag, na? Varanasi. What is Varanasi? Banaras. Right? Varanasi. When he was leaving Varanasi and going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. So when he left, he came to Bengal. And when he came in his travel to Bengal, he met with one Brahmana. Very pure Brahmana who always chanted Lord Ram's name. He had studied all Shastras which glorify Lord Ram. And when he saw him, Raghunath Bhatta was feeling that, wow, what a nice devotee, you know. Imagine if we are going out preaching and suddenly someone starts to chant Hare Krishna, we'll feel like, oh, ye toh achha bhakt hoga. Isn't it? We'll become automatically attracted to that person. So Raghunath Bhatta also thought this. And this Brahmana was very nice. He helped carry Raghunath Bhatta's bags. He started to massage his legs. He started to chant. He thought, wow. He said, no, don't do all this service. Just come with me. Just travel with me. And both of them, when they reached Jagannath Puri, Raghunath Bhatta immediately offered obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him, hugged him, embraced him, gave him so much love and care, arranged for his staying. Everything was there. But Ramdas Vishwas. So Chaitanya Charitamrit, Kaviraj Goswami says, Ramadasa Jyoti Pratama Prabhura Milila Mahaprabhu Adhikatare Kripana Korila. Although it was his first time meeting Lord Chaitanya, first introduction, Mahaprabhu hardly gave him any mercy. Mahaprabhu did not notice him also. Why? Antare mumukshu teho vidya garvavan. Internally, Mahaprabhu understood that he was a mumukshu. He was looking towards merging with the Lord. He was looking for his own liberation. Vidya garvavan. He was so, garva means he was so proud of his learning. Sarvachitta Nyata Prabhu Sarvagya Bhagavan. Lord understands the heart of everyone. So externally, even Raghunath Bhatta was amazed with this personality. Anyone reading Chaitanya Charitamrita will be amazed. But internally, Lord Chaitanya knows. So here in this verse of this Bhagavatam also, that although the externals were very perfect, Desha, Kala, everything was very nice, but the Lord saw the devotion of Nabi, right? And he appeared to him. This reminds us of a verse in Padyavali, what is called as the Dakshinatya verse. Some verses are there, compilation by Rupa Goswami, by a poet from South India. This verse is also quoted in Chaitanya Mangal somehow or other. I don't know the chronology, how it comes in Mangal, Chaitanya Mangal later, whatever. So, there's a nice verse, okay, which talks about qualification, externals versus internals. Vyadhasya charanam dhruvasya chavayo vidhyagajendrasya kakubjaya kim munamarupam adikam kim tat sudam nodanam vamsa ko vidurasya yadavapater ugrasya kim paurusham bhaktya tushyati kevalam nachagunair bhakti priyo madhava. So 7 personalities they discuss. Vyadasya acharanam. What was the conduct of Vyad? Vyad is Dharma Vyad. So this story comes in the Vana Parva of Mahabharata. I think it comes in one more Puran also. Varaha Puran or Vayu Puran. Vaha Puran maybe. So this Dharma Vyad is a story of this great devotee who is a butcher. Right? So one time Kaushik Muni
Kaushik Rishi comes, and Kaushik Rishi is what is this? Meditating, and one kaka, one crow passes stool and drops on him. He becomes angry, looks at him, chi. You know, sometimes I don't know, it happened to you or not. When you walk around, at least happened to me in Mumbai, while walking, suddenly, tk, and I'm like, my God, immediately, you know, run back to temple, take bath, wash clothes. You feel so distinct. So Kaushik was like that. He got, in doing meditation time, you think your tapasya bang ho gaya, ganda ho gaya. So he looks at the crow, and the crow becomes, the kaka becomes rak, becomes ashes. And he proceeds, goes on, he goes to a house, he sees a lady, he's very hungry, he starts begging. He says, please give me bhiksha. And she says, okay, wait, I'm serving my husband. And hunger, another kind of fire, isn't it? Hunger. So hungry, he becomes angry, he looks at the lady says, I'm not that crow. And he becomes shocked. He says, how you know about this crow? He says, don't try to burn me with your glance, I'm not that crow. I'm here serving my husband. I think, and she quotes many verses. I don't remember those verses, but if you read Mahabharata, she talks about how anger is like a poison to the body. You are a Brahmana, you are learned, you should know this. I think you need lessons in Dharma. Of course, Mahabharata speaks about Dharma. So I know you need lessons in Dharma. I suggest to you, this Brahmani says, I suggest to you that you go to Mithila Desh. Okay, tomorrow is Ram Navami. So you go to Mithila and you meet this Dharma Vyad. You ask, who is this Dharma Vyad? And you learn from him. So Kaushik Rishi goes to Mithila and he asks people, where is this hunter Dharma? Then he says, butcher Dharma? Yeah, you can find him in the corner of the city, outside the city, where all usually this butchering happens. Even in villages we can see, wherever they sell non-veg, it's always outside of the market area. In many villages, you can see like that. Thoda dur, na? They do like that. So he goes and see this, and he's doubtful how this person is going to teach me Dharma. And, you know, to cut a long story short, Dharma Vyad starts to speak about good and bad, how these things are very subtle, you can't understand. He says, although I'm cutting, but actually, I don't eat this meat, I don't kill, but this is my business, I have parents to take care. And he speaks about Dharma. He speaks about this and that. So, it is explained actually in another Puran that he was, in his previous life, he had actually got the mercy of an association of a devotee called Vasu. And therefore, that's how he became a devotee. Okay, so this verse, Padyavali says, what is the conduct of Dharma Vyad? Still, he's a great devotee. Dhruvasya Chavayo, what is the age of Dhruva Maharaj? Small boy, what do you expect from him? What is the vidya of Gajendra? What is the knowledge of Gajendra? Like that, seven personalities they are mentioning. Ka kubjaya, kim unama rupam adhikam. What is so great about kubja? What is her beauty? Nothing like that. Still she got the mercy. Kim tat sudhamno dhanam. Well, what was Sudhama Vipra's wealth? Nothing. Vamsha ko vidurasya. What is the vamsha? What is the lineage? What was the progeny of Vidura? Vidura was a Dasi Putra. Still became so great. Yadava Patir, this Ugrasen, the king of the Yadus, what was his Paurusham? Baba, what he fought? He went to jail. He was in jail. What was his greatness? Still he was a great devotee. So seemingly all kinds of disqualifications, yet the Lord bestows mercies. So therefore, externally one may be disqualified in so many ways. But Bhaktya Tushtati, but the Lord is very pleased by the Kevala Bhakti, right? Bhakti Priyo Madhava. Madhava, Lord Madhava was very pleased with their devotional service, not pleased by external qualities. So similar case with Nabi here. In this Padyavali, the next verse, Rupa Goswami, when he arranges this, he arranges a related verse to this. He quotes this from another personality. I forgot the name, but I do not know the Sanskrit. But it's a nice comparison actually, he says. That what is good and what is bad? He says, for Lord Shiva keeps both serpent, the sarpam, the nagam, which gives poison, and the moon, which gives nectar. Both are seemingly opposites, but both he accepts and both he keeps. So let there be only devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Although the king of snakes give poison, and the moon gives amrita, nectar, Lord Shiva does not see any difference between them. So he gives an analogy to this. So similarly, the Supreme Lord Hari also does not discriminate a person's seemingly false or good qualities. We saw earlier how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not got carried away with Ramdas Vishwas character, nor is the Supreme Lord in many incarnations getting carried away by the faults of these devotees. This same principle of not seeing externals is also mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 12, which talks about the glories of devotional service. Very beautiful short chapter. So here it lists 17 personalities. Earlier we saw 7 personalities. Here 17 personalities who externally were all at fault. This is the 11th canto, 12th chapter, text 3 to 6. Okay.
Satsangena hi daita yatu dhana mrga khaga gandharvapsaro naga siddhas charana guyaka vidyadara manushesu vaisha shudra shtriyontaja rajastam tama prakritayas tasmin yuge yuge bahavo matpadam spraptyas tvashratya kayadha धावयदया वृषपार्वा बलिर्मानो मायश्चात्या विभीषणः सुग्रीवो हनुमान रुक्षो गजो घृध्रयो वनिक्पता व्याध कुब्ज व्रजे गोप्यो यज्ञपत्यस्तथा परे.
सो ही लिस्ट 17 पर्सनालिटीज. ही से व्हाट इज वृत्रसुर. सो वृत्रसुर इज अ डीमन बट एक्चुअली इज अ ग्रेट डिवोटी. सो ऑल दिस पर्सनालिटीज आर ग्रेट बिकॉज ऑफ सत्संगमा. They had association of devotees. So Lord considered to bestow mercy. Vritasur, Prahlad Maharaj, Vishwaparva, the demon, Bali Maharaj, Banasur, Maya Danav, Vibhishana, Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavan, all these people who are animals, right? Gajendra, Jatayu, And this Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Siddhas, all these personalities. There's a story of Vanikpatya, who got the association of Jajali, Muni, and Dharmavyad, we discussed just now. Kubja, we discussed just now. Gopis. So the gopis of Vrindavan, what was their great fortune? They had, some of the gopis had served great rishis, munis, devotees. And all of them had, you know, served Tulsi Devi, Vrinda Devi in Vrindavan. The Yajnapatis, Patnis, the wives of the Brahmanas. So they got association by, Lord Krishna would send some women to Vrindavan who would sell garlands, flowers and betel nuts. And while purchasing these things, the Yajnapati Patnis would actually hear about the glories of Krishna. And by that they developed devotion. So personally they had not much qualification externally. So this is the amazing character of the Lord where He does not see externals, but sees devotion. Now, for those of us in Kali Yuga, this is a saving grace. Because external to hai nahi zyada dekhane ke liye, but at least internally. So therefore, anyone can be open to the Lord's mercy. So the second verse discussed that, how Nabi, whatever sacrifice he may have done, but the reason the Lord appeared was because of his vishuddha bhavena, his pure devotion to the Lord. Because he's a devotee, the Lord appeared to him. Now text 3 discuss about the beauty of the Lord. So we're going to discuss something here. Let's first read the purport of text 3 where Prabhupada glorifies the Lord. It is distinctly mentioned here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not appear as an ordinary human being. He appeared before Nabhi and his associates as the best of all personalities. Purushottama. As stated in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetanam. Of all Nityas, he is the eternal. And of all conscious beings, he is the best. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also a living being, but he is the supreme living being. Bhagavad Gita 7.7, Lord Krishna himself says, Matah parataram nanyat kinchit ashti dananjaya. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no superior truth to me. No one is more attractive or authoritative than Lord Krishna. That is one of the differences between God and an ordinary living being. According to this description of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu, the Lord can easily be distinguished from all other living beings Consequently, Maharaj Nabi and his priests and associates offered the Lord obeisances and began to worship him with various things. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yam labdva chaparam labham manyate nadikam tata. That is, upon gaining this, one thinks that there is no greater gain. When one realizes God and sees the Lord face to face, one certainly thinks that he has gained the best of all things. Raso api asya param drishtva nivartante. When one experiences a higher taste, his consciousness is fixed. After seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one ceases to be attracted by anything material. One then remains steady in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here the beauty of the Lord is mentioned, and how the beauty is so attractive that one desires nothing else. So beauty of the Lord can be seen for many ways. And actually, if we relate to the second verse, the beauty of the Lord is His mercy. So, you know, the Lord comes to enact various leelas. In all our shastras, the itihasas are two, Mahabharata and Ramayana. So tomorrow is Ram Navami, so we thought we'll touch a bit about Ramayana. So of these two, Mahabharata and Ramayana, people generally relate more with Mahabharata. Because Krishna Leela, Krishna dealt mainly with good and bad people. Krishna dealt with humans. So it's more relatable. Ram kind of dealt with a lot of, you know, not only animals, birds and creatures, but with a lot of celestials, which people may not so much relate to. There were Apsaras, there were Gandharvas, and something sounds a little more difficult to appreciate. Mahabharata is a little more appreciating in one more sense, because there's a lot of controversies. Right? Mahabharata is filled with controversies. There's controversy about Kunti, there's controversy about Vidura, there's controversy about Karna, there's controversy about everyone, Ekalavya. So many personalities in Mahabharata is filled with controversies. Every instant in Mahabharata is filled with controversies. We can relate more because our life is also mixed up. So much controversies are there. But Ramayana, everything is simply black and white. Ramayana seems to be more higher to approach than Mahabharata. Mahabharata seemingly, you know, a good person also does mistakes. We feel like, maybe aise hu. Even Yudhishthira does mistakes. Krishna also has mistakes, seemingly. So we feel we can relate more. Whereas Ramayana is so perfect, black and white. So we feel it so far. Yet tomorrow is Ram Navami. So we will be hearing Ram Katha. We have been hearing Ram Katha. But Ramayana is something for us to aspire after. That the high level of character, high level of integrity, the what kind of devotees we should be, is what Ramayana can speak about. Right? So in Ramayana, there's a lot of comparisons, analogies. Beginning, you know, in South India, all the Vaishnavas from different sampradayas have analyzed Ramayana from the name to the theme to every single thing. They have given analogies and understandings of this. So they say that Rama, just hearing the word Rama, is a personality which gives pleasure to others. Whereas Ravan is a personality which makes you cry. Right? So in all our lives, we have people who give us happiness, and we'll have people who makes us cry also. Like that, they give examples of Dasharatha compared to Dashanana. So Dashanana is the name of Ravan, who has 10 heads, and Dasharatha is the name of Lord Ram's father, who can move in 10 directions. So Dasharatha, one who can move in 10 directions, they say Dasharatha also means one who has all his 10 senses controlled. So only when one is Dasharatha, who has all 10 senses controlled, and only when one is residing in Ayodhya, where there's Ayudha, there is no fight. That means mind is peaceful. In only such a place can you give birth to Ram. Like that, they give a lot of understanding. Right? Whereas, if one is Dashananan, one has 10 heads, which is not controlled, senses are not controlled, and one lives in Suvarna Lanka, which is described as the material world filled with sense enjoyment. Already senses are not controlled. You're living in a place where there is no samadhani, there is no satisfaction. Then what will happen? Destruction. Like what happened to Ravan. So they give this comparison of Dasharath with Dashanand, like that. Then they give so many other analogies also. They compare Vali to be compared with temptations, right? So Vali had the benediction that whoever came in front of him, he would get their power, right? He would absorb whatever they had. So the Acharyas in South India, they compare Vali, you know, he's so disturbed person, although he had such a power. So similarly for us also, it's compared to temptations. When something comes in front of us, we want that. We want to grab that. We want to be part of that. We want to own that. So Vali was like that. Anyone came in front of him, that is mine. That is me. So Vali was compared to this temptations. And these temptations, or this bad character of these temptations, were identified by Lakshmana, which is compared to the Guru. And finally subdued by Rama, which is Supreme Lord. Right? And they say that Lord Ram, they compare the Vanara Sena, Vanara, whether they are human. So the Vanaras are actually compared to the Vaishnava Sena. Right? The devotees. Because devotees are also Vanara. They look ordinary, but they do not behave ordinary. Vaishnava Kriya Mudaya Vijjena Kya Kim Bujai. What you're going to understand from the behavior of a Vaishnava. So similarly, the Vanaras also are compared to the Vaishnava army. And the Lord, Ramachandra, actually tells the demigods to become Vanaras. Right? And so this is compared to this. Like that, so many different examples are given. Ram is the Supreme Lord. Lakshman is the Guru. Sita is like the Jiva. Just to show the eagerness, Sita's eagerness for actually approaching the Supreme Lord. Similarly, the Jivas to have. So like this, in many, many ways, the Acharyas in South India, they compare the personalities, they compare the characters, they compare the place. They also mention that if you study Ayodhya, Kishkinda, and Lanka, they're all three in one line. Degradation is the lowest. Lanka is most degraded. It is compared to Vikriti, where everything goes wrong. Everything in Lanka is Chori Kamal, right? There is no just in Lanka. There is no peace. Whereas Ayodhya was a place with full trust. No one would lock their doors, right? Ayodhya was compared to Sanskriti, where there was culture. There was no beggars. Everyone was very grateful there. And Kishkinda, in middle, is compared to us, Prakruti. Sometimes we are good, sometimes we are bad. The Vanaras were like that. Sometimes devotional, Sugriva. Sometimes he was very much inclined, but he himself sometimes forgot. And then Lakshman had to come and chastise him. So like that, they analyze and they study in different ways. I think in probably all of your classes, or all these years that we'll be hearing here, Ramayan, especially like from Shubhvilas Prabhu. Yeah, Dr. Shubhvilas Prabhu. Right, all this kind of things come out. So it's very interesting to study this. Ultimately, the whole analysis is for us to reflect where we are and how we move ahead. Right? So they focus, South Indian Acharyas, they focus on Kishkinda, how we are like these Vanara Sevanas. We are Vaishnavas, Vanaras, and Vaishnava also got three types of Vaishnavas. Right? You have your Kanishta, Madhyama, and Uttama. So they say there are three types of Vanaras also. Right? You have your Hanuman, you have your Vali, and you have your Sugriv. Hanuman was like Uttama Adhikari. He was like the Ayodhya Vasis. Whatever said, he followed. Vali was the complete opposite, although he was in Kishkinda Kshetra. He was almost leaning towards Ravana Vritti, Rakshasa Vritti. And Sugriva was there, sometimes confused, sometimes conflict. Karu ki ne karu. Pravritti cha, nivritti cha. Karu ki ne karu. What to do? They're not very conflict. So we are like that. Sugriva in association of Hanuman was very good. Sugriva in association of Vali, he also exhibited some bad characteristics. Like that, they glorify in different ways. So I'm not going to all these details. But I just want to talk about one beautiful nature of the Lord, of Lord Ramachandra, which comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava glorifies the Lord in the 11th canto. Okay, this is chapter 29, which talks about bhakti. If I'm not mistaken, bhakti, na? Chapter 29, about bhakti. So Uddhava glorifies how amazing is Lord Ramachandra. He quotes one verse. Kim chitra machuta, kim chitra machuta, tava yetat ashesha bando. Kim chitram, oh, So amazing, so astonishing, Achyuta. He calls the Lord Achyuta. Achyuta means gentleman, right? One who never fails. Who never fails, who never does a mistake, is a gentleman. Kabhi galat nahi hote. So he is a gentleman. Kim chitram Achyuta tavayetad ashesha bandho. You have ashesha bandhu. You have many friends, unlimited friends. The Lord's Facebook has a lot of friend following. You have so many friends, you are a gentleman. This is very amazing, your character. Ramachandra is a gentleman who has unlimited friends, but still, who does he choose to befriend with? Monkeys, Jatayu, birds, Shabari. So it's very amazing. Kim chitram achyuta tavaye tada shesha bando dasesu ananya sharanesu. Your servants, who are ananya sharana, to those servants who are completely sold out to you, yad atma satvam, you give yourself to them. For your devotees who are totally ananya sharana, who are totally sold out to you, you atma satvam, you give yourself to them. So we don't see any gentleman befriending monkeys, isn't it? Not a very, generally we see how if a gentleman, a person is very polished, his clothes are nice, his speech is nice, his shoes are nice, his car is nice, and he has nice accessories also, isn't it? Gentleman people are usually, everything is nice. But here Ramachandra was a gentleman, who is he surrounded with? But his nature is, if someone is surrendered to him, he feels that he has to give himself to them. Right? He becomes the devotee of his devotees. Then Uddhava continues. Yo rochayet sahamrgehi. You are giving pleasure to animals. Yo rochayet sahamrgehi swayam ishwaranam. I'm not forgetting. You are swayam Bhagavan. You are swayam Ishwara. You are the supreme controller. Still you are giving pleasure to animals? It's very vichitra. Uddhava can't understand this. You are the topmost personality. You have unlimited friends. Choose good people, na? Why don't you make friendship with all the top class people? But no, you are so top class. Still, you are willing to give pleasure, mirgaihi, to animals. Ye kya hai? Swayam Ishwaranam. You are that supreme Lord. I cannot forget that. You are supreme Lord. You are that supreme Lord which so many demigods come to and bow. Yet you are willing to bow to your animal companions. You are willing to bow down to Sugriva. You are willing to bow down to Hanuman. You are willing to serve Jatayu, pick him up on the lap, drop tears for an animal. He who the whole world is running after, you are running after these people. Why? Because they are Ananya Sharana. He says, Shri Mat Kirita Tata Pidita Pada Pitaha. Shri Mat Kirita tata pidita pada pitaha. You remember I gave class for this in your batch. Right. So, him who all the demigods crowns, the tips of their crowns are always touching to the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. Such a personality who is Ishwara himself, he is not interested in these people who are externally or maybe internally also surrendering to him. He is not interested. What is he interested in? Ananya Sharana. If you have real surrender, real devotion, the Lord, who is the topmost of all gentlemen, Achyuta, nothing wrong he ever does, no chutta, he is willing to yorochayet, he is willing to look for the pleasure of his devotees. So this is the actual beauty of the Lord. We have discussed in this verse so much beauty of the Lord, his garland, his form, everything true. But the real beauty, as Uddhava is mentioning here, is that the Lord is willing to, you know, push aside great top class personalities like demigods who with their shining helmets are coming to worship him, his lotus feet. But he is seeing these certain so-called externally fallen personalities by all material standards. And he wants to give them love and affection. Because why? They are giving him love and affection. So therefore, tomorrow's Ram Navami, we'll hear wonderful Ram Katha from so many wonderful devotees. So the beauty of the Lord, whether Lord Rama or Lord Krishna, in all his dealings, is that he sees the beauty of the heart of the devotees. So now the onus is up to us, how we make our hearts beautiful. So we beautify our hearts. Yes, we use all kinds of externals to help us, but ultimately we should also see whether in my heart do I actually have love, Do I actually have respect? Do I actually have eagerness for performing bhakti? Else, simply putting on a show of externals, tilak, dhoti, and you know, reciting verses and do is very easy. But remember, in the story of Ramdas Vishwas, the Lord knows within our hearts. So therefore, we cannot look down on the process of chanting the holy names, because this process of Harinam Sankirtan and chanting the holy names is the process which actually penetrates the false ego of the heart. Until and unless one does not have this, one has Abhiman, one cannot always chant. And the goal is to always chant. So therefore, I'd like to end here. And we seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas, all assembled devotees, all the Parampara Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, the Supreme Lord Himself, and tomorrow Lord Ramachandra, that we all may practice bhakti sincerely, purely, and develop the pureness of heart despite whatever external. Bahar demon jaisa dekhte, ya pakshi jaisa dekhte, ya vanar jaisa dekhte. You may look like a monkey, you may act like a monkey, you may behave like a demon, whatever it may be. But if the heart has ananya sharana for the Supreme Lord, that is our success in life. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki, Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. I don't have any answers.
See the hair of Srimati Radharani. I always think about this character.
Hair of Srimati Radharani. Hair of Srimati Radharani.
That regarding Dharma Vyadra. So, it is getting...